First of all, a warm welcome to the Mazenga family. We're here joining us today. This Mass is for John Mazenga, so we welcome you today to our parish. And welcome to all guests as well. We have a baptism after Mass, so if there's anybody here for the baptism, we welcome you as well to New Brighton. And New Brighton's a great place. It's pretty easy to get to, isn't it? We have 35W and 694 that come together, and so it's a pretty easy location for anybody to get to in the Twin Cities. But yet, when API was building their building back a few years ago, they needed to get a special permit. A permit for a helicopter pad. Now, even though it's easy to get to, they still wanted to have an easier access to get to have a helicopter so that their owner, Lee Anderson, could come in and out very easily when he travels by helicopter from his home in Duluth. Now, again, you might think it's a little silly, I do anyways, that it's pretty easy to get to, right? 35 goes from here to Duluth, so it's pretty easy. But at the same time, they wanted to be prepared for him and to allow him to come quickly, more quickly, and him to be more efficient with his time. And they worked hard. They had to prepare, when they were building, they had to prepare for the helicopter pad. They had to go to multiple city council meetings. They had to pull a special permit and do a lot of work just to get a helipad, as it's called. My brothers and sisters, they did this, why? So that they could receive their owner, that they could have a place where the owner could come and visit them. The reality is, we have not just our owner coming to us, but we have our Savior. We have our Redeemer coming to us. And how do we prepare for Him? Do we make a special place for Him in our lives? Jesus is coming to us. He comes to us in this Mass. He's also coming to us at Christmas. And how are we preparing for Him? Are we making a special place for Him? Because we should be. We should welcome Him into our minds, into our bodies, into our entire lives. That He would be present throughout our entire week, not just for the 1 hour that we come to at Mass. Oftentimes, you hear people say, well, Mass is boring. I don't like going to Mass. Mass is boring. Well, the reality is, did you prepare for Mass? Because Jesus came to Mass. And were you prepared to receive Him? To receive Him in your mind, to receive the forgiveness of your sins, to receive Him into your very body? Did you prepare? And the more we prepare for these important things in our lives, the more we're able to enjoy them. And we're able to enter into them. And so when we prepare for Mass, we prepare to receive Jesus. We prepare for his coming within us. And it allows us to have a little bit more fruitful Mass experience. That He will fill us with His grace and strength. Why? Because we made room for Him. We put our life in order so that Jesus could come and enter us more fully. One way that we can prepare for Mass is by reading the readings ahead of time. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, the usccb.org website, has all of the readings for the Masses throughout the year. You can look ahead a long time and see on their calendar they have the readings set out for us. And it's a great way for us to prepare. Also, there's many subscriptions, the Word Among Us, Magnificat. There's different subscriptions you can get so that you can receive a magazine with the readings in it as well. And by reading the readings ahead of time, you can get a glimpse of what to expect. But also, you allow Jesus to speak to you. Because guess who wrote those words in the scriptures? Jesus did. And so by reading those scriptures ahead of time, and in fact multiple times once you come to Mass, it allows Jesus to speak to you multiple times. It allows His word to take root in your life. It helps you to receive His message. And pray with those readings when you pray with them ahead of time, saying, Lord, what are you speaking to me today? Obviously, our readings today were about preparation, being prepared for the one who is coming, being ready to receive Him, being open to Him, and allowing, when we read our readings ahead of time, it allows us to enter more fully into the Mass and helps us not to be distracted as well because we're anticipating how things are going to be tied together. Another thing to prepare our hearts to receive Christ is within the Mass itself. Two different spots where we prepare. At the beginning of Mass, right after the sign of the cross and the greeting, I say, brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. We prepare for the coming of Christ. How? By asking God for forgiveness. We give God our sins. We say, Jesus, I'm sorry for telling a lie, for saying a bad word, for having a bad thought, for whatever it is that we've has happened throughout this past week. You tell Jesus you're sorry. Because when we let when those sins creep in, it doesn't allow space for God. And so we prepare ourselves for God, how? By getting rid of those sins. By saying, Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, here's my sins. I'm sorry for them. Thank you for forgiving me. And then we're forgiven of our venial sins at Mass. We are more prepared to receive Jesus into our minds when we hear him in the Scriptures and into our bodies when we receive him in the Eucharist. And then after the homily and the petitions, what do we have? We have the preparation of the gifts, it's called. And the gifts are brought forward, the bread and wine. Money is collected to do God's will, to build up the kingdom here on earth. And when those gifts are being brought forward, as you're placing your collection or the offering in the offering basket, think about what else are you offering to God? Yes, money's a good thing to offer to God. But what intentions are you carrying with you today that you want to offer to God? Maybe the situation at work that you're struggling with a coworker, you can't control how it's going to play out. You just offer it to God. Maybe a relationship in the home, a family member that you're going to see at Christmas time who you're at odds with, you offer that to God. Maybe it's a financial struggle. You're frustrated because you want to get more Christmas gifts, but you can't afford them, and you offer that to God. Whatever the struggles are in your life, offer those to God in the offering, and offer them with Jesus. Jesus will take anything that you offer him, and he'll bless it because he wants to strengthen you. He wants to fill you with his goodness. He wants to support you in those relationships and those struggles. He wants you to know that you are not alone in your grief and your sadness, wherever you're at in the spiritual journey. God wants to be there with you. And when you offer it up with the gifts, you offer it up with Jesus. The deacon will prepare the chalice. He pours the water and wine together. The wine representing Christ, the couple drops of water representing our humanity. That we are united to God in the sacrifice. And all of a sudden that water disappears and is mixed with the wine and it blends together. Why? Because God mixes with us. God comes to us and raises us up. He raises up our humanity in the fact that Jesus took on our flesh. And so too, when we receive the flesh of God, when we receive the sacramental presence in the Eucharist, we are raised up. We allow God to work in us, to work through us, to strengthen us and to empower us to carry out his work here on earth. My brothers and sisters, how do we do that? We do it by preparing a place for him first of all. Because he wants to come to us. Yes, he comes to us every Mass, and it's easy to kind of get into a rhythm and to go through the motions. But at the same time, that's why it's even more important to prepare for each and every Mass. Not to run in here last minute. Right? Sometimes we get running a little bit late. I know on Thanksgiving I was a couple minutes late for Mass. I apologize. But God, by being here early, God is able to prepare, help us be prepared to receive him more fully. Taking time beforehand to think about what am I going to pray for. And then by entering into those parts of Mass where we prepare at the beginning, at the gifts as well. By entering into those places, we're allowing God to fill us with his strength, his grace, and his goodness. We allow God to enter more fully into us when we're prepared for him, then we can welcome him. And why do we need God to continue to come to us? Why do we need to keep preparing our hearts? Because we're on a journey. And God desires to maintain the good work that he's begun within us, and he wants to bring it to fulfillment. St. Paul in his letter to the Philippians today, he prayed for the Philippians. He said, may God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. None of us are perfect yet. Your spouse in the pew right next to you might tell you they're perfect. But the reality is nobody's perfect yet, right? And we need to continue to work at it. We need to continue to receive Jesus because he is perfection. He is the source of our perfection. And the more we receive him and the more we make space for him and allow him to fill our minds and our hearts and our desires, the more we let Christ shine in us. And Christ is needed in our broken world. Christ is needed everywhere. And how does he come here? He comes here, first of all, when we prepare for him. He's not coming in on a helicopter today, but he's coming in the Eucharist. He's coming in the Eucharist. Why? Because he loves you, and he wants to bring the good work that he's begun in you to fulfillment. Prepare your hearts, prepare your minds for the coming of Christ. Take a minute now just to offer our prayers, to recollect our mind, to think about what do we need? Where do we need Jesus in our life more fully right now? What do we want to offer him in this Mass? And we surrender that to him right now, asking him to take it and to fill us more fully with his presence so that he would shine throughout our lives.